The first wave of COVID-19 has killed more than 160,000 people across the country. We're still in that wave and we're heading for winter. What does that mean? Helen Branswell has been covering this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, your headline is grim. Winter is coming. Why America's window of opportunity to beat back COVID-19 is closing. But you also say that there is good news. Start with the good news.
Well, the good news is there is still time to get the numbers down to much more livable levels. Unfortunately, you know, in many parts of the country, people seem to be really over this and sort of feeling like they can will it away. And of course, that isn't working.
Or we're reading about lawmakers in Idaho who want to pass legislation saying that they can control school openings because they don't think public policy should be made based on advice from experts who they consider elitist. This is what you say we're contending with, people who have completely different points of view. And the bad news is you have health experts saying you that winter could be Dickensingly bleak. You know, we're looking at Dickens. Because of everything that we're seeing now, things like pop-up restaurants and outdoor activities with less transmission, that's going to go away.
A lot of the things that we've been doing to sort of try to remind ourselves of what life was like before COVID, we're just not going to be able to do. You know, we spend more time indoors in winter, and indoor air is much more of a risk. We could really see a spike in numbers, especially if kids go back into schools and if schools become transmission zones for COVID. I mean, we could really get to much higher levels than we've seen now.
Yeah, and you're talking to people like Michael Osterholm, who believe that in, you know, in that part of the good news, it is that there is time, but in that time, there, you know, maybe we should consider a complete tough lockdown again.
Yes, he is suggesting that, and he's not alone in it. But of course, it's not a welcome proposal from, you know, in many quarters. And of course, the country has never taken a national approach. It's being, you know, this response is sort of operating on a state by state. And so trying to come up with a national response at this point seems kind of unlikely.
Yeah. And to be clear, Helen, you're not talking here about a second wave in the winter. You're talking about not getting out of the first wave.
Well, you know, some countries have managed to quell their first waves. In the United States, it never abated to the point where you would say the wave is over. It's just burning on.
Yeah. Well, and we haven't mentioned the flu. How is the flu going to impact COVID-19?
So nobody can be really sure how much flu we're going to have this winter. I mean, first of all, flu is extremely unpredictable. And it is possible that some of the measures that we're taking to try to suppress COVID transmission may help with flu. As we go forward, if somebody starts to feel ill, you're not easily going to be able to determine, is that COVID? Is this flu? And with the turnaround time for testing, it's going to be really difficult to determine who is sick with something that we don't really need to worry very much about and who is sick with COVID-19.
Grim outlook. Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.